From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama, emerging from a meeting with his national security team Tuesday, repeated there is no evidence to suggest a foreign terror group was behind Sunday's attack on an Orlando, Florida nightclub, in which a lone gunman identified as 29-year-old Omar Mateen killed 49 people.
These lone actors or small cells of terrorists are very hard to detect and very hard to prevent. But across our government, at every level, federal, state, and local, military and civilian, we are doing everything in our power to stop these kinds of attacks. But we are all sobered by the fact that despite the extraordinary hard work, something like Orlando can occur.
Mr. Obama called Mateen angry, disturbed, and unstable. Mateen was killed in a shootout with police after a three-hour standoff at the Pulse nightclub. Mr. Obama travels to Orlando Thursday to pay his respects to the victims of the families. Meanwhile, a media report says Mateen's wife, Noor Salman, knew of his plans and could be charged in connection with the country's worst mass shooting. Tensions remain high between East African neighbors, Eritrea and Ethiopia. Fighting broke out Sunday along their shared border. Each side has blamed the other for provoking the fight. A border war between the two countries in 1998 caused tens of thousands of casualties. An Ethiopian government spokesman warned Tuesday his country is prepared to wage full-scale war against Eritrea. A U.S. spokesman Tuesday voiced grave concern and called for restraint and political dialogue. The Washington-based Institute for Science and International Security warned Tuesday North Korea may have produced an additional 6 nuclear weapons with an arsenal today that could include 21 nuclear bombs. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization says large gatherings such as August's Olympic Games in Brazil do not mean a greater risk of Zika virus transmission. WHO Emergency Committee on the Zika virus met Tuesday to consider the possible risks to mass gatherings in countries and cities with a Zika outbreak, including Rio de Janeiro. David Heyman is the group's chairman.
The committee concluded that there's a very low risk of further international spread of Zika virus as a result of the Olympic and Paralympics, which is already low. The risk is already low, and there's very low risk of further international spread from the Olympics.
The games are taking place during wintertime in Brazil when the spread of such viruses is minimal. WHO also noted Brazilian authorities are stepping up their mosquito control measures. Zika is responsible for microcephaly, a severe birth defect in which babies are born with abnormally small heads and possible developmental problems. The medical charity Doctors Without Borders says civilians continue to be severely impacted by violence in the Yemeni city Taiz, despite a ceasefire reached 2 months ago. Taiz has experienced some of the worst fighting, including daily shelling, airstrikes, bomb blasts, landmine explosions, and sniper fire. The father of Reva Steenkamp gave emotional testimony Tuesday during the sentence hearing of South American Paralympian Oscar Pistorius that he must pay for his crime in the killing of his daughter 3 years ago.
Oscar has to pay for what he did. He has to pay for it. It's up to the court, and we will go by the decision that the court hands down to Oscar.
Barry Steenkamp's testimony coming after Pistorius' lawyers failed in getting an appeal judgment that upgraded his original conviction of culpable homicide murder. The double amputee now faces a minimum 15 years in prison for shooting his girlfriend, who he insists he mistook as a nighttime intruder. A Pakistani army officer and 2 Afghan soldiers have died, while at least 30 others have been wounded on both sides in this week's cross-border skirmishes. The situation at the Torkum border crossing remains tense. The main gate there closed for a third day Tuesday, leaving thousands stranded. U.S. spokesman John Kirby urged restraint.
I can tell you we are all watching the tensions very closely, that we are in touch with officials on both sides. We continue to urge a calm resolution to the tension. We obviously don't want to see clashes. We don't want to see violence. We don't want to see it get worse.
Pakistani military is said to have moved heavy weaponry, including tanks, and deployed additional troops to the border, raising fears of more fighting. President Obama meets privately at the White House Wednesday with exiled Tibetan spiritual leader, the Dalai Lama, a decision likely to anger China, which views the Buddhist leader as a dangerous separatist. Beijing says Tibet is an inseparable part of China. Mr. Obama last met the Tibetan leader in 2014. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.